all the games, first shot goes in, you're down 1-0. How do you think your hockey club handled that moment, then moving forward?
Yeah, really well, because you spend all the day talking about our defense, and they get one that early. I thought they were great. I thought through two periods we played as hard as we possibly could. I think in the third they changed gears a little bit, and then we just weathered it. But we were still smart in most of those situations, so they worked hard.
Three of the four obviously come from your defensemen tonight. Yeah. I guess Charlie's got some bragging room in the coach's office.
Yeah, he gets the front seat on the plane. Those guys have worked really hard back there. They're learning every shift. I think our forwards did a nice job, and what our forwards do well is cause enough concern deep in the offensive zone that will draw people off our back end. It's why, you know, historically our defensive put up some pretty good numbers, because our forwards do a nice drawing the defensive team in, and that's what happened on a number of those goals. And of course, not Neil's, but we had lots of traffic on that one.
Well, there's obviously a lot of scrutiny that comes with being a number one, especially in a Canadian market. Connor says he's liked his game. The results maybe haven't been there. So what does a night like this maybe mean for him?
Well, he needed a piece of it, right? He was good and solid and just kind of built, and then we were leaning on him real heavy. But he looked... I mean, he looked like Connor Hellebuck tonight. He was big. There were some things that hit him, a bunch of things he found. He got across the crease twice, made a great save. And then he made a bunch of saves that you have to watch the video to appreciate how good they were. So he looked right on.
Can you even remember your last win in this series?
That was a good one.
Not with this. No, I do. I remember, I think, my last one. Yeah, I think it was 7-0. We came in here. I'm pretty sure it was Tom Barrasso's birthday. I think that's what happened, and we were up 1-0 late in the second period, and it ended up 7. Jeff Daniels scored a shorthanded goal down the right side. I do. Well, it's not impressive. We just never won any games in here. There's the one. Yeah, there's not like there's 20 I have to pick from.
Billy getting his first NHL goal, obviously tied the game, but just how much does the good feeling on the bench of a kid scoring his first kind of reverberate around the team there?
Well, it depends if they like the kid or not. Right, so they really like this guy. He's got a big smile on his face. He works really, really hard, and the players kind of always respect talent. So you saw the goal, but a number of the pucks, it's not a big man that came rimmed around the corner to his side that he got a stick on. It was just a little chip that got in behind the guy that was chasing him, and it was on our stick. He does so many good little things that the guys that are on the ice appreciate. Yeah, there was a real big cheer for him.
Paul, all in all, with all that's been said, Drew Kane coming into this, how does 2-2 look for the starting rotation?
Yeah, I'm happy with it, to be honest with you. Missing the guys we have with, and then they feel good. Like, the defense have done something to make that happen. They've been a real big part of it. You play 500 on the road and win your home games, you're a good team.
Paul, what did you say about Patrick's ability to stay ready after missing all of camp? And
I still don't think he's there, to be honest with you. That's just how good he is. I mean, what he's doing now, he didn't do his first couple years, nor should he. He's battling now, and that's the difference. I think his hands are going to get better. I think his feel for the puck will improve, but he's got more compete in his game, and we're going to keep looking for more of that. It's requisite to play with those two players, to play against Sidney Crosby for most shifts. For those kind of players, you have to have great hands and compete.
You had a third forward back a lot of the game. You had your forwards tracking back. Is that because of the opponent, because of the circumstances?
Well, we want to play that way even if we had six Hall of Famers back there. I mean, it'd be the right thing to do, but certainly and you saw tonight on a couple of Pittsburgh chances, they have such great skill at speed, right? They put the puck into the side, it goes over to the other side, and that shot's one-timed. There's not a lot of teams that can do that, even without Malkin in their lineup. I mean, they have such good skill up front that we couldn't leave our defense alone. We felt we did that. In the second period of the Islander game, we left our defense alone, and our goaltender gave us a flattering score in there, so we needed to be better at it.
Teams hate to lose a goal on an offside challenge at the best of times, but when it's especially highlight reel worthy goal as that, does it sting even more?
It does, because Mark, for me, when you go back to his third period in the Islanders, it's as hard as I've ever seen. It's as hard as he's worked in a regular season game, and you want it for him because it was such a battle effort to go. I thought it was good until I looked at the replay real tight, and it's off by an inch or two, and we probably could have let that go. The game would have been fine, wouldn't it?
I think that grouping of defense pairings would be a good fit for tonight. tonight. Obviously, you normally you stay with the least amount of changes. Yeah. This time, you shuffled all three pairs.
Yeah. Anything? It's a really good question that I don't want to answer, Ken, because I'd have to lie to you. Okay.
And, sorry, just on Josh, can we just ask, does he have a concussion?
No, he has not been diagnosed with a concussion. Correct.